Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, mother, mother, mother.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to give a shout out to my favorite podcast of 2021.
The best podcast of 2021.
Sexy Unique Podcast.
We didn't make any lists this year.
We were on one list.
What was it?
Your earlier list? Earlier in the year.
Oh, yeah. But I mean like the end of year round.
No, we didn't. But there's a lot of really cool people on the list.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on this podcast.
Oh, of course on this
there's
podcast.
There's a million
lists. I'm trying
lists.
To be diplomatic.
No. I mean, anyone can be on a list. You know what I mean?
It would have been nice. I know that we have some great listeners who are like working in those, you know, quadrants, I think. But I wish well to all those on a list. And there's still 3 weeks left in December. So
that's true. So if you're listening and you're a writer or a publicist and you're thinking to yourself, gosh,
what's a really
Sexy Unique Podcast just doesn't get the cultural recognition it deserves. And if I wish I could do something about this, and you know what? I'm going to stop even wishing, and I am going to do something about this. God damn it. And
then
you reach out to your contacts at the New York Times, at
NY Mag,
anywhere, I don't know. At like your local newspaper.
At the Courier Post, in South Jersey.
In the Daily Oklahoman. I implore my fellow Oklahomans to really do the work and get us at least in there. That shouldn't be that hard.
All the folks down in the Fashion District in Philadelphia where our winery show took place.
Click, 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 your little click, heels click. Over to your local newspaper's office and tell them.
Why not take a chance?
Why not just have them make one list with one person on it and it can be us?
Yeah, just a list. If you're looking, I'm just trying to really include a podcast that's blend of comedy, reality TV, pop culture, and
just like two hilarious, charismatic, stunningly gorgeous hosts.
Yeah.
I mean,
two queers.
The fucking blurb writes itself at this point. It really is little work for you.
Turning some looks.
Turning looks at every corner of your life.
I love this new era.
My era for
your life.
Where
did that come from?
I don't know. It just came out. I mean, obviously, it's like RuPaul.
It's like ballroom.
It's Drag Race. Yeah, ballroom talk. But I mean, if we're all going to co-opt it, I guess I'll join in. For your life.
We were turning looks for our life.
Turning looks for your life.
You said that I'm saying it to you via text.
It's truly the best.
For your life.
It's kind of new. She's starting territory, but mm-hmm. just for your life.
For your life. But yeah, you know, it's a good time.
For just any... do it. Literally do it. Do it for Carrie, honestly.
He needs
a list moment.
You know what?
You deserve a list moment.
I've rounded up lists.
You put me on a list once.
For funny ladies?
Yeah.
On Paper and Magazine?
That was really before heartwarming. I knew you, really. Before you knew me, yeah, we'd met maybe once, but you were like, you know,
I was
what?
Like, hey, this is weird.
You game recognized game.
I did.
List that was our fate. List. That it was matched. Yeah.
Fighty.
Mm-hmm. The fairies at fate, play.
Fate accompli. yeah, I did a list. Now thinking about it, it's probably problematic to do it like a roundup of like funniest women.
Why? That's fine.
I think I remember doing that list, and I got called out by someone on the list. Being like
not having list gratitude,
or just being like, there's not, like, you didn't do this right, there's like other people you should be. So I was just like, immediately went into, this was like 2016 2015, immediate tailspin.
Yeah, that would do it,
like, from someone on the list. And I was like, well,
was it a public call out?
Yeah,
great. Even yeah, better,
it wasn't my name, but it was like to the person, you know, the person at Paper who did this. I was like,
no list gratitude is a wild twist. And you know what? If you put us on a list, you'll find nothing but gratitude.
Yeah.
Put us on any list.
Love lists.
Yeah.
There was a time when, like, in the golden age of Twitter where, like, being on a list was everything. Like, you know, funniest tweets of the week, or like there was this whole
era.
There
was always roundups. Mm-hmm.
There was like certain people that like accrued clout by just doing lists. Mm-hmm. And then they would message you and be like, hey, you're on this list this week. You should retweet this. And then me being, you know, I was like, oh, immediate retweet.
You've been indoctrinated and radicalized by 2016 era list, the golden listicles. Years of listicles. Mm-hmm. And you're still somewhat in that headspace. But I think it just will take getting on a really good list.
But you know what? I love it. And I truly like love the pods being shouted out. And I'm a pod fan. So I love it. You know, it's like, go off, you know. That's me role playing as
that,
like,
was great, as like gracious, mm-hmm. like non-competitive.
Put me on a list.
Yeah,
we got a fucking list.
No scarcity complex.
I'll make
whatsoever.
A list for
yeah, why just, don't we
I
make
mean, I
a
tweeted
list
today? My favorite podcast of the year is Sex Unique Podcast.
Mine too, honestly.
And someone tweeted, "He's starting."
Hey,
and
when
I was.
He's starting, he's starting.
But I really quick wanted to talk about the news that shook me yesterday. Speaking of. The New York Mag, for your life, Intelligencer, Countess Luann.
Oh, I actually talked about this.
Oh,
on,
you did?
Yeah, on VPR.
Oh, fuck you.
Seafood Towers.
Damn.
Running for your life from the restaurant bill. But I didn't
she
get to say.
She doned and
dined ditched. And dashed for a life.
She ditched out on like a $700 bill, or
I
she didn't tip.
I thought it was $500.
She didn't tip.
Oh, originally it was like she left.
Oh, I thought she'd pay but didn't tip. Or
no,
she...
I thought she just left.
Oh, no.
And then the bill was $500, which is, for a group of people, pretty low, actually.
Yeah.
And then
she was
someone
performing...
paid, and then it's
oh,
fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love that. I just have to say one thing that I loved in the article was, according to sources there, that she came in saying, I'm a celebrity and I need like a safe space.
Give
she wasn't talking
space.
To anyone after her show. No, no, no.
She
no.
needed to decompress.
Yeah. Not unlike us
with
at our
tower.
Meet and greets.
Oh, we talk it up. Talk, take pictures.
We should, incorporate, a seafood tower at our next meet and
okay.
greet.
No, no, no. I'm not into sharing that.
Oh, little. For us.
Yeah, for yeah. us, post meet and greet.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to be on the West Coast, and we're going to like totally seafood centric locations. Seattle. I think we should have a seafood tower in every location.
Oh, we should. Our rider.
Even we make no money on the shows because they are flying in fresh seafood tower. No, I think that we need to celebrate either post show or pre game the show with seafood towers. I've been trying to manifest, and truly 2022 is the year of seafood towers. I'm calling it now, and yeah. I've already had seafood towers on the brain. I've actually saved a lot of pictures of seafood towers to a Pinterest board I have just called Seafood Towers.
Do you have a low-key Pinterest?
Yeah, it's all private though.
Oh, love.
No one's seen my Pinterest.
It's like Blake Lively's private Instagram or private Pinterest.
Love a Pinterest moment secretly. Mm. But Seafood Towers, they're what's up. And we will have one in San Francisco,
yeah,
Portland and Seattle, and then we can rate them.
Let's do that.
We can haul. It'll be like hauling ass, but just with Seafood Towers.
We could do a bonus of us recording eating seafood.
Let's do, we'll do an on the road bonus.
How nasty would that be?
Yeah, I'm not going to, we don't want to have our seafoody fingers on a microphone.
Well, it's sad for me because I want to partake, but I've like developed some kind of an intolerance to like prawn, which is like.
Only prawn or like lobster or like all shellfish?
Last few times I've eaten shrimp, not the last time I had shrimp on Thanksgiving for hors d'oeuvres. I had
like
some
shrimp cocktail.
But yeah, I had some shrimp in Austin, Texas, and I projectile vomited like,
honey, that's a
supernatural vomiting where it went
sir style.
It was literally, I was on all fours basically,
and LA style,
like horrifically sick for 4 hours, and then it just went away.
Whoa.
But I've had that kind of, I've thrown up other times from shrimp in the last like 3 years, so I feel like I've developed like some kind of
intolerance.
Yeah, which is such a bummer because I'm such a shrimp head.
Call him Bubba Gump because he loves shrimp.
But
I mean, I think seafood in a landlocked location, yeah, is usually a roll of the dice.
But here too.
I had some oysters recently. I had oysters and I had a blowout afterwards.
And we're not talking about Brazilian blowout.
No, it was a true brew down. And I was like, that must have been like a weird oyster, but it hasn't stopped me.
Yeah, I mean, I might just bear through, like just fight through it, because I've been since I was a child, I've been eating shrimp since I was like 5.
You came out of the womb with a shrimp.
I literally had a palate for like fancy seafood when I was a kid.
Same. That's so, like, all I ever wanted in Oklahoma City of all places.
I know, and I feel like maybe even here in West Hollywood, we're kind of landlocked.
Yeah, it has a long way to go before it hits your plate.
I mean, people don't really, I think I thought it, like, LA is like, people think it's like the ocean's right there.
No, it's far away.
It's a far cry, but
it's a journey.
Yeah, but yeah, let's do that.
We'll compare Seafood Towers, and if we've already gotten some restaurant recommendations on the Patreon, but
oh really?
Yeah, like some people are weighing in, telling us where to go. But tell us where we can get the best Seafood Towers.
Sorry,
in San Francisco.
For the noise. I'm taking my Lexapro out.
No, it's okay. San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland.
Yeah,
and we will document the Seafood Tower journey and go from there.
Some ASMR. Mm-hmm. SSRI.
This is Mental Health Moment with Carrie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear that? It's me screwing the lid back on.
Carrie is taking a Lexapro now.
Lexapro. Hold on.
He's got to drink his water.
Okay. I'm good. No, I feel like the shows that we've done all amazing, but the post show, we haven't really been able to do anything because we're so wrecked and it's late. And and the last few times we've had to be like making early flights.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to have like a total post game where we like go out and like see the sights a little.
I know, or just even have like a chill. It would be so nice if like the restaurants were open super late, because
I know,
after our last show, my post show like tradition that I just do is like I eat a bag of salt and vinegar kettle chips that are really good. But it's like at 2 a.m. now.
For your life.
For my life. And like the last time I was still having no smell because of post-COVID symptoms. So I just like ate these chips and was like, what am I doing?
I mean, the New York show, we got out at a fairly reasonable time.
Yeah.
That was a very well-oiled machine. And I think
we were out by like 11:15.
Maybe even earlier. Like,
it was like 11:15.
Oh, okay. Because
then I went back and dropped stuff at the hotel. And then I went and met Dan and Julia. Yeah.
I went straight to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I want to have a moment in like SF. I want to reclaim SF for myself.
Yeah, SF would be a hot moment. I'm just remembering I fully had one of the last times I was in SF was during Pride. Mm. Went out to a club and had a full lesbian makeout on the dance floor. Yeah.
And you were like, I'm in Pride.
My classic move is making lesbian moves on the dance floor specifically.
You're like, you're Mel, you come alive during Pride.
I live for Pride and like just dancing next to beautiful women and then just slowly moving in.
Was she hot?
TBD.
Doesn't matter.
It was like, it was hot and it was in the moment and you're just like swept up and it was beautiful.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, SF is, I've been there a few times and I haven't really had like the fully experience of it. So I want to have like a day where I just explore SF a little. Like the
explore.
I like the Castro, but I didn't get a chance to like spend that much time there. So I just wanna yuck it up in old SF.
I know. I love like
a trolley.
Take a trolley. I did a bike ride one of the last times I was there that was so nice, like across Golden Gate Bridge and into the park. It was so beautiful.
That's really cool. I just think it's
a beautiful city. It's one of the most beautiful cities in America.
I think like anywhere. It's like truly, and I know like there's a lot of like hate against SF, especially for
haters
like
haters gonna hate.
But I am just even regardless of like the energy there or whatever, like I think it's so stunning. And like when I'm there, I'm like gobsmacked.
The architecture, the layout, and just like the fog in the hills is a mood. And yeah, it's a and, like, mood that I'm here for.
When you're on the freeway and you just look over and you just see like you just see like sprawl of like the Mission going up. It's like it's crazy looking. It's so it's very disorienting for an old New Jersey boy like me who has no like bearings of the West Coast. I just love it. So
yeah.
I'm ready for SF.
I'm ready too. It'll be here before we know it. Get tickets now.
Get tickets now, guys. It's going to sell out soon.
I know. One of the shows is already half sold.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
so
one?
They're moving. I want to say Seattle.
Seattle. Good old Seattle.
Good old Seattle. There's a lot of subheads in Seattle.
I might have to bring up a clip of Irene slapping Steven.
Yeah. We should run that clip for sure. That's iconic Seattle moment.
We would never get married, Steven. And you want to know why? Because you're a homosexual. Incredible.
Wait, he slapped her. Yeah,
because she called him gay on her way out. Being like, I think she got kicked out of the house.
Yeah, because everyone hated her ass.
But that was an iconic last thing to say to someone who I believe is gay now, but was
she knew,
but
she snatched his wig.
That slap was unbelievable TV.
It was incredible. I slapped her and then he threw her teddy bear over the bridge.
Yeah. She was holding her teddy bear.
I'll never forget. Ripped it out of her arms and tossed it.
But the way she said it.
Did he get kicked out then for smacking her?
I don't think so.
I love that era of television.
But the way she said it was just like, she was like kind of half laughing. And she's like, Steven, remember when you said like we were going to get married? Well, that's never going to happen. You want to know why, Steven? And he goes, why? She goes, because you're a homosexual. Homosexual.
Bye-bye.
Like. That's when that was like a casual term.
I like that. Let's bring back homosexual.
I love it.
It's great.
Homo. Home. What else was happening? Something else that I was thought was funny. Oh, I'm watching Yellow Jackets.
So good.
I think I'm all caught up now.
Yeah, I just caught up this week.
They just did the seance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some kind of...
There's
spoilers.
Spoilers ahead.
There's some kind of demonic presence.
Yeah, like an entity that's like gonna force them to stay there. And I think like they have to do something in order to like...
Like Children of the Corn.
Kind of.
I mean,
I think there might also be like a person. I don't know. It's a true mystery at this point.
There's someone walking around. That freaks me out. That there's someone like walking around in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a spirit carving that little like girl carving into things.
I was not expecting when the girl starts speaking
in
French.
Mm-hmm.
That was completely out of left field. And that's why the show is so good, is because it's truly you don't know what's coming next. And the acting is so good.
Yeah.
Melanie Lynskey is My fucking queen.
Who is that hot fucking guy that is playing the guy that she's cheating on her husband with?
He's, where is he from?
I'm ready to sit on his face.
But he's bad, I think.
Even better.
Yeah. He's so fucking hot. I think even her husband's hot, Jeff. Mm. Oh, I'm like...
I don't... I like a... Like a dark handsomeness. Mm-hmm. Christina Ricci is so good.
She's so scary.
She's such a little weirdo. I love like how well she plays just like a
Munchausen.
Strange person.
And even though the coach that lost his leg is, I think, is hot.
He's hot. Do you think he's really into her? Do you think he's just saying that so she won't like cut his dick off in the afternoon?
Yeah, I think he's like, he's scared I have of to her. Survive because he's compromised now.
Yeah.
I mean, she put like arsenic in his tea.
Yeah. She tripped him.
That was really scary. I mean, she's Munchausen, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very fearful for Jackie. I think she's going to get killed.
The hot one?
Just the main, like the nice one who's like kind of a prissy.
Like, yeah, like the hot.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Girl, yeah.
The but like it, team captain.
Shauna's
yeah,
best
she's
friend.
Dead now for sure.
Yeah.
Because like Melanie Lynskey said something about like her mom sent, she found her daughter at the rave, ran into her daughter, and her daughter was wearing that outfit that was Jackie's outfit.
That was spooky.
Yeah.
Her daughter played Rolling really well.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And I loved the scene where they sat down and the daughter was like, you better let me do whatever the fuck I want or I'm going to tell dad about your boyfriend. And then Melanie Lynskey just domed her with like a true divorce real talk. And I was like, taking mental notes for if I ever have a kid and they try and pull that shit on me.
She did that perfectly.
I was like,
the mom, you will never get a leg up on your mom.
No.
It will never, like, she will always lay the hammer down no matter how old you are. You can't win.
Nope.
And it was just perfect. But yeah, they're playing it so well with like the slow turning on Jackie, because she went from being sort of the like heart of the team to like, she can't. And then you realize like, I like that. That's a good, you'd think that she would be the leader and she's kind of like, I don't want to do anything.
And she doesn't contribute at all. And like when you're in that kind of situation, and I've been on like vacations where it's like, we're in like a very bare bones area where everyone has to pitch in, like in a situation where it's like, there's no electricity and like only fires at night and you have to wash the dishes. There's no like dishwasher.
Where were you, Wicker Man Island?
Like. Basically. But like, you, if one person is like not pitching in, they become enemy numero uno.
Yeah.
And everyone notices and like, it's curtains for them.
They do it. It's just such a good, it's such a good show. I was like, I was not expecting to be. I mean, I love like Melanie Lynskey and Juliet Lewis, and I love Tawny Cypress.
Mm-hmm. She's great.
Oh, she's so.
I like love and hate her character.
I do too, but she's so. When she flipped and like did not leave the race and like used that, I was like, oh my God, she's a psycho.
Yeah. No. And like her, the younger version of her.
Oh, she's great.
I'm just like, God, I hate you so much, but I love it.
And that the other lesbian, they're like.
They're both.
Gay.
They're both gay, but they both wear yellow jackets. Her and her wife now? Or is her wife.
No.
Not. Oh, okay.
No, her wife is like just.
But the lesbian who Jackie like left for dead in the plane and like got a fireball to the face, but then fought her way out. And now she's like making out with.
I love her.
When she came out of the plane and her fucking hair is like singed off.
And she goes like this. She's like. And Jackie and Shauna are just like, oh. And Jackie.
Jackie's like, sorry.
Yeah. That was. I feel like it might be either. This is now a Yellow Jackets podcast.
Yeah.
It might be a fake out that it's going to be Jackie. Like maybe she just like disappeared or something.
I think it's Jackie probably met a different fate in death. But
the girl in the beginning is
I think it's the girl in the beginning is actually the girl that's like kind of losing her mind a little bit.
Yeah, I do too.
I think they're going to be like, she's the weakest link and she's just got to go.
Yeah.
She's such like she's walking into the lake.
Yeah.
She's like sitting and staring at the walls.
Yeah, and I love Juliet Lewis, younger Juliet Lewis.
She's great.
She's so great.
I love her relationship with the boy.
I know.
It's sweet because I was hating him at first.
Well, he's just like an emo kid. They're like grunge kids.
But now they're friends.
They're friends.
And they're lovers.
But yeah, it's such a nightmare. And it's basically Christina Ricci's character's fault that they're stuck there.
Why?
Because she destroyed the search beacon.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. The box, like the black box thing that they can find where it is in the beginning when they first crash.
Yeah.
She destroys it at the end because she gets like a little bit of camaraderie from everyone. And she's like, I don't want to leave here.
Wait, I didn't even catch that part. What was I doing? Texting? At
the end, it's like towards the end of like the third episode, like after they've been in the woods for like a day or something, she does something well or like saves someone. And everyone's like, Misty's really cool, actually. Like, thank God she's here. Because like, and then she takes the black box that's beeping that would have been their homing beacon. And she destroys it.
Wait, I think I might have fallen asleep.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
I mean, it's
Misty is not... Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Because I was like, missing the full Misty picture.
It's now her.
Fuck.
And is she the one that's terrorizing them?
She could be.
Yeah.
Her and her little like detective group. I like that she's like a Facebook detective. Crime. Yeah.
And the way she terrorizes that old woman.
Mm-hmm. She unplugged her thing. Flatlines.
Oh, and the code blue. Code blue.
God, more Christina Ricci content, please, in 2022.
And more Juliet
Need her,
Lewis.
Crave her. Yeah. I mean, always more Juliet.
I just, she's so beautiful, but I just love how she like looks like she's lived. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's
she has a rocker sensibility, and she is a rock star.
Yeah, she's a rock star.
Yeah, I love her.
Her Facebook videos, I've talked about it before. I don't think she does them anymore, but they used to be like the only reason why I wanted to be on Facebook.
Wow.
She would just be like, "Is anyone else having a bad fucking day?" In her car.
God, she's cool.
The only cool Scientologist.
Yeah, like I give her a pass.
I give her a pass.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Speaking of giving lots of passes, guys, we're turning back to the Gulf of Mexico to a little place called
Tampa.
Tampa. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast. The many bays of Tampa. Grab somebody sexy, tell them, hey, give me everything tonight.
Give me everything tonight. Give me everything tonight. And it is in the Gulf of Mexico.
I love that.
Your face, you were like,
I didn't know. I fugued.
You
it was a geographical fugue. Wow. You learn something new every day.
I'm really settling into the show. It took like a few. I was a little like, this show's boring.
It's finding its legs now.
It really is. And I think it's...
CrossFit Gate really blew it wide open for me.
Yeah. And I think focusing more on Cuppy in the last few episodes and like Marissa and Summer and Natalie, like I think they're focusing more on like the characters we care about.
Yeah, Cuppy, Marissa, Summer.
Shiva.
We need way more Shiva. Shiva is the one that actually makes me genuinely lol. Like, things she says are so fucking funny.
Less Jordan.
Jordan.
Take her or leave her.
Goodbye. Nelly and Allie, love you guys, but goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mac, where have you been? Goodbye.
Yeah.
But also, if you want to come back, you can come back.
But in the next episode,
she's an essential worker.
She's an essential worker. I mean, okay. Half of them are actually essential workers.
Yeah. And Summer and Marissa, like, I'm into it. And even their psychosis is coming out somewhat.
Yeah. My book. I was moved by... Well, we'll get to it. So we come up still on the fight at the empty lesbian bar. And Nelly and Allie's parents are still there, or their moms. And I love, they replay Haley chucking a glass at Marissa. And I love Marissa smiling.
Smiling and dodging it. She is such a dodger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's like, I wouldn't want to fuck with her.
No.
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 She would start swearing at you in Greek.
Haley's also in this moment, I was like, God, she's the worst. Because Mel comes up to her and is like, don't do that. Like, don't throw glasses. Like, when you did that, that was uncalled for.
True.
And then Haley turns on her and goes, oh, yeah, well, I've heard a lot of things about you that you've done. And like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that was so
rude. And then Mel's
like,
oh, fuck this. And then leaves.
I kind of
like
that.
I liked that, too. But I was like, damn, what has Mel done?
I know, but that's such a classic person who is Haley move.
Yeah.
Of like.
Like turning it around. You know you're wrong, but you just want to be an asshole about something and throw something in someone else's face.
This is Marissa.
With that little top half shave and a top pony.
Yeah.
Top bun.
And as she's talking to Mel, there's a stripper on the pole behind her. Just like in the middle of them. It looks like she's like crouching down between them. And she's staring right at the camera. She's not
shipping
even giving
for
a
her
fuck.
Life.
She is... taking names, she's getting her airtime, and she's going like this. That was me. just getting into the lesbian drama. But I love them, like, they're not even paying attention to her, and she's just going.
Love her.
I can, like, hear the shuffling of her outfit as she moves.
Give her her moment. Everyone goes to the bathroom, and Summer and Marissa are, like, talking shit about Brianna.
Well, first of all, Olivia comes to Mel's side, and she's like, yo, girl, like, what's going on? And Mel's like, I can't talk about Haley. Like, Haley and Brianna are just the fucking worst. They're being so mean to me. And hearing Olivia try to describe that she has loyalty to Mel, but she has to stay loyal to Summer or Murphy and Brianna is, like, so painful because it takes her so long to get her words. She's done way too many whippets.
She's also gurning in this moment. Like, her fate, she's fully, like,
oh, she's probably doing blow, right?
Yeah, or like Molly. There's a lot of coke energy.
Yeah.
In this bathroom especially.
Oh, for sure. Murph. So Summer and Marissa are just, and Cuppy are like kind of post-gaming in the bathroom, and they're just recapping what just happened.
I'm like, can you believe? And they're like, let's all hug. It's us, the like threesome that like was totally sanctioned and it was fine. That's how things should be. We should all hook up. And they're like laughing. And the camera just like pans down and zooms in on two Doc Martens.
The hideous
white Doc Martens in the bathroom stall. And I screamed.
I screamed too. I was like, oh my God, it's her.
It's literal Babadook bathroom.
And then Murph comes bursting out of the stall
with filming.
And she goes, oh, shit. Okay, everyone's talking about me here. Cool. Filming on her phone.
Coke energy.
Total coke energy.
Come out filming is you're on coke.
And Olivia's like, no, dude, like, don't. And Murph's like, oh, okay, you want to talk shit about me? Like, I'll get it all on record.
Murph shoves Olivia, body checks her to the side. Like, physically too violent. Yeah.
On so much blow.
Yeah.
Or Adderall or whatever.
A film. I've never in my life come in hot. Never in my life have I come out... Oh, really? Like, just filming people?
But just her and her ugly, huge Doc Martens in the stall.
Her, like, Rolling Stone shirt.
Yeah, she's like rolling on ecstasy.
Her Indiana Jones hat.
And she's like, how'd you not see me with my boots or my big hat?
So I was, like, inconspicuously, like, hiding in the bathroom.
Yeah, with my, like, can't imagine how they didn't see my big hat over the stall.
How'd they not, like, see my fucking boots, man?
She was taking a shit. What if she was taking a big
what if
poop?
You're just like talking to your girlfriends, laughing, talking shit while like the room fills with the smell of someone else's poop.
That instead of throwing a glass, just like take
an explosive oyster shit in the bathroom.
But I love bursting out.
Oh, really?
That was when I was like,
oh, you're gonna fucking talk about me?
That's when I was like, this show is next level.
Yeah, a burst out filming, cemented.
Filming on a reality show.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very meta.
It's already being filmed.
Russian
no
doll.
Need for a second film. But there you are, documenting, just in case.
And they say it's all going to end up on like Instagram stories.
Like, what, you're going to put it on your social media so you get more followers? I also love trolling people about like followers.
I know, but... In this world, they like post their fights, I think, on their stories.
Incredible.
Which is just like, I need to follow these people.
Yeah, I think so. The next day, Mel is in her little mini truck.
Well, hold on. First they go to Nat and Allie's moms, and all the girls are like, we're so sorry you had to see this. Mm-hmm. And her sweet mom, who doesn't speak English that well, is basically like, you know, it's sometimes you have issues with your partners, but it's always good to like remember that you guys love each other. And like, and they're just completely bamboozled.
These poor women.
They're like totally like, our night was taken from us.
Girls' night did not go as planned.
Mm-hmm. The next day.
Mel in her little mini truck with her furry steering wheel.
I can't.
Driving Olivia around.
Because she doesn't have a car.
That's all I really have. Oh, no, there's a group chat. So I guess their group chat was all of the Tampa Bays on one chat, even the ones that didn't like each other. And you know you're really in a specific place when you start kicking people out of group chats or anyone starts leaving the group chat. So
I love when someone says so-and-so has left the chat.
I know. I've had that happen in group chats where you're like, that's a she's starting. Is when you kick out or when you leave.
And everyone immediately starts saying, oh. They just left.
Haley and Brianna took to the group chat and kicked out Summer and Marissa. And then the group chat started imploding.
And then Haley sends a text demanding complete loyalty to her and Murphy in the Summer and Marissa drama.
She said, for 6 years, you haven't had my back. So now I'm going to need you guys to like step up to the plate.
Yeah. I was like, if you have to do that in a group text, that's like, it's like fascist.
Yeah. You also like, you just can't, you can't like demand loyalty like that with like friend spats.
What do they call that in like politics? Like Bloody Friday or whatever, when they like, when Trump would like fire like 20 people.
And then be like to the rest of them, you better be loyal to me or else.
That's basically what they just did.
That is what they did.
It's like a Saddam Hussein
move. It's a tactic. But like the only way I would do that is if someone like tried to like murder someone or did like violence towards someone.
Yeah, or like,
like, you know, in friend betrayed. Groups. Yeah, like in friend groups, it's like you really, as an adult, can't super do that.
No. But I mean, I watched the next episode and I think I sort of understand Haley more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't excuse some of her behavior, most of her behavior, but I kind of see that she's very damaged.
Yeah.
And I think she's in a bind being with,
she's
old
a
Murph.
Really good mix of damaged and hot. And I think that's why I'm like attracted to her is because I can just like sense that within.
No, she's really beautiful.
I love Olivia going, Nelly's mom is hot. Everyone's really into Nelly's mom. Olivia and Shiva.
Oh my God. Olivia's like, you know, it's really hard because me and Amanda have been hanging out 24/7 nonstop. I never want to leave her side. But when me and Mel started hanging out, we were hanging out 24/7 nonstop. Never wanted to leave each other's side. So I think it's like kind of tough for Mel right now because she feels like there's not enough one-on-one time. I was like, damn.
Damn.
That's like,
maybe you should spend some time alone, Olivia.
Yeah, I think she's just one of those people that can never be by herself.
Yeah, that tracks.
Which is never good.
No, that can end one way, and that's badly.
They head over to Haley and
Brianna's house of horrors.
They're like making something.
They're tied, like they're casually tie-dyeing.
Yeah.
Like, are they just having a DIY afternoon, just the two of them?
I think so.
This is what they do.
Yeah.
I didn't. It, and only now with you saying it does it sound and seem really weird to me that they were just like tie-dyeing at the kitchen island.
Alone. I mean,
go off.
Maybe it was like a thing they
did. I bought a tie-dye kit during COVID and never used it, but like,
maybe they started doing it during COVID and they got, it was like a weekly.
It was like their casual, their Friday. Yeah,
their thing.
Tradition.
Could be cute. In their confessional together, Haley goes, that bitch was fucking lying about Murph. And then you just see Brianna and she's like this.
And we knew that they were lying. She said that she did, told her that about CrossFit a year ago. And Brianna's only been going to CrossFit, or 3 years ago. And Brianna's only been going to CrossFit for 1 year. Isn't that right, babe?
She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But she's clearly like having to lie, like
Murph's
go along.
CrossFit pussy hound behavior, time's up for it because you're caught.
She's the dog of CrossFit.
She is.
She's like an old, like she goes up. Hey, come here. I can just see her going up to like all these ladies and just being like, hey, you want a deadlift?
Come to CrossFit, we can fuck up.
But you can just see, I feel like, I mean, I just, it's probably biased because I like believe that she's lying, but I could see her like,
you see the lie.
Yeah, she's just kind of like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not true.
I love that this all hinges on, it's not like, it'd be one thing if she was like, she would never do that. Yeah. Like, I know my woman and like, she would never ever step out on me. Like, I know that about her. But the whole thing hinges on just the timeline of when Brianna started doing CrossFit classes. And so that's
it's not even like she would never do this. It's just,
she didn't take CrossFit at that time. So that just simply can't be true.
And I love how
it's as though there's no world in which she was just secretly taking CrossFit so that she could fuck people.
Yeah, maybe she just snuck into CrossFit.
Maybe she just met them there at CrossFit, but then they would go and fuck. And she was like, yo. Maybe she was trying to like if she was successfully fucking, then she could be like, oh, I'm just going to go to a CrossFit class. And then she finally like got something.
I think Haley is just talking herself into this. You can see, yeah. I feel like I can see that she knows it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But then I love that every other thing Murph says is and shit.
And shit.
Yeah, it's like so crazy and shit.
They go, everyone's trying to break us up. And it's like, I guess I see why they're so jealous of us. And it's like, no, guys, like no. You're just like a...
You're basic.
Bad person.
Also... I just can't get over her face.
And she deflects always. She goes, oh, yeah, well, like, Jordan's going to say stuff and shit. Like, Jordan's cheated on every girlfriend she's ever had. Like, I heard she hooked up with Marissa recently and shit.
Leave them alone.
Girl.
Okay.
Keep their names out of your mouth.
I cannot stand when people are like, Marissa and Summer are clearly in an open relationship and they're cool with it. And it's all good.
Or they have like...
threesomes.
The question... No one has questions about their relationship because it's all above board. Like yeah. Whatever they're doing is like sanctioned yeah. And there's no beef and they know each other.
If Brianna and Murph, which I don't think they're capable of, if they've just like kind of lived out loud, no one would have these questions.
Yeah.
They're like, they're iceberg people.
You said Brianna and Murph, but I'm picturing Brianna and Murph as like... It's like a split personality. You have like Brianna, but then Murph is like, Murph is always the perchin.
Murph is perchin at the bar. Murph is her like night identity.
Yeah, at night it's like what?
Gabriel?
Gabriel.
It is.
But Murph is Brianna's Gabriel.
Murph is.
And Murph loves to perch.
Yeah.
Malignant vibes.
Total malignant vibes.
That Murph, hat.
Murph twists her head around, or Brianna twists her head back and puts on a trench coat, and it's literally Murph.
Yeah. Whenever there's a hat in the mix, Murph has come to town.
Yeah.
M'lady.
Cuppy lives in a house that looks like it's from Salem in the 17th century.
It's
a witch
really
house.
Really psycho. She does have a huge couch, though. It made me think of your couch that's coming.
She does. I'm getting the best couch of my life tomorrow.
Getting the couch of your life.
We cannot wait. She's walking her dog. She's having a really... Well, we find out, I think in this episode, but we find out that she's having COVID PTS from seeing all the people die.
Yeah, all the hospitals being maxed out and like her nursing started making her anxiety and depression come back, and she had to like leave her job due to mental health reasons,
I haven't heard people like really talk about that like on a reality show, like yeah. Because no one's a nurse on
no, there's like the one
yeah
it's a pretty great gig to leave your nursing job and then get to be on a reality
totally.
Show.
I'm like, this is... She deserves this. She deserves this little like fame, niche fame, and it's real. I mean, she seems like I'm someone that never had anxiety before COVID, basically, and now I'm like haunted by like everything I saw.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Being in Florida.
Yeah, I don't love it. Don't love it for anyone.
But she has a sweet dog that she shares with her mom. That
cutie little Boston Terrier.
She refers to her mom as Noni.
You're gonna go to Noni's house?
Yeah.
Jordan and Shiva play tennis.
Shiva playing tennis is me playing tennis.
Same.
Just flopping, being out of breath.
Just terrible. Hitting the ball and you think it's gonna go one way and it goes the other. And then Jordan has a moment where she goes, wait a minute, my girlfriend isn't feeling well last night, so I just want to text her and make sure she's okay. And I was like, this is the fakest girlfriend thing you've ever done.
I feel like Shiva, even though she's like kind of like... I feel like she totally knows Jordan's faking and she just goes along with it.
Yeah. I think everyone does.
It's truly George Glass.
It is. Like, this is not... That's not a real thing you say about your real significant other.
Hey, gotta go text my girlfriend who lives in the same state.
6 hours away. But we make it work. We just have to make it work. That's what you do if you love someone. But just wait a minute, because she didn't feel good last night. So I'm just going to text her and make sure she's okay right now.
She was like, okay.
Yeah, right, Jordan.
Shiva is totally crushing on Reed, the girl from the softball game.
The track star.
She's addicted to straight girls.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like kind of feeling like maybe she's closeted, and she's like, this is her bi awakening.
And they're having like intimate text exchanges that yeah. are kind of leading Shiva to believe that there could be a chance, because Reed's being like really complimentary. She sent her this like really long text, and she said part of it was, one thing she said was, I laugh at almost everything you say, and I love to laugh. That's me texting my paramours.
That's me. That's like closeted vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's me when I would have like intense combos on like AIM.
I laugh at everything you say, and I yeah. love to laugh.
I love laughing.
And she goes, obviously, I think you're swaggy.
Like, you wanna fuck.
To me, this was like what you do when you're straight. When you're straight and you're not into the person, is you default to like constantly complimenting to like make them feel really good, instead of just being like, I'm not into you like that.
Yeah.
Cause like the way that she was when she came to the rest, I was like, I've done that with people that I'm like not into, but I'm an avoidant attachment style. So like, instead of just saying how I truly feel.
I see that. I also got like, she's conflicted.
Yeah.
I think she's like, probably more straight than, or more into men than she is to women, but I feel like she's having like a little bit of a crisis.
Shiva will give you a little tingle.
Yeah. So I think she's like, I took it as someone who can't just be like, I think you're hot.
Mm-hmm. She has to say it all these other ways.
Swaggy.
Like, you're swaggy.
Okay.
I love to laugh.
I love laughing. Cuppy can't pronounce charcuterie.
Relatable.
They go to a restaurant with her, Shiva, and Jordan.
Yeah, like a lot of the girls meet up, but not Summer and Marissa.
Yeah, Cuppy, she goes, what's this? She goes, I was just going to say an Italian meat plate.
If I ever have a restaurant, I'm going to open it in Florida and just put Italian meat plate on the menu.
It'll be huge.
It'll be major. Cuppy's triggered by the brawl that happened mm-hmm. a few nights before, because she was in an abusive relationship circa 2012. Mm-hmm. And that brawl, coupled with her anxiety, is sending her through the roof.
Yeah.
It's running for her life.
I just said Shiva should be the Bachelorette.
Yeah. I love her.
I think she needs to have like her own spinoff, like Shiva Shot at Love.
I want her to like win, and I think she could find love that way.
Yeah.
She's also just charismatic and funny.
And I just loved her little like polo shirt she had on.
She's so cute. She's really she just sweet. Shows up with like wet hair.
I know.
It's cute.
She's always just like, she's just down to clown.
I know. I wish she was older.
You would go after her?
Yeah. But she's like 21 years old.
Can you they're all like 25.
I know. They're really young.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Scooby goes, this is off topic. Do you think they said, let's throw some plants in this bitch's drink or what? And she's like looking at her cocktail.
It's like a garnish.
Yeah.
She's like, is it edible, do you think? And they're like, yeah, Cuppy, I think
They're just like basil leaves. They're like mint leaves.
Cubby's like,
give me a drink. No plants this time. Thank you.
Cubby's floored by like everything.
She just is in a state of constant disbelief.
What?
Sorry to be so off topic, but like, why'd they put fucking plants in my drink? Plants.
Why is there a coral reef in my drink?
Plants. Why are there bones in my drink?
Why is there a finger in my drink? There are teeth in my drink.
Would you even drink this?
Yeah. I mean, should I eat the teeth?
It has leaves in it.
Yeah. I mean, teeth is like kind of good for you, right?
I guess it's like what calcium.
What if you ate teeth? Like a bag of teeth?
Just I bet if you like grind teeth up into like a powder, you could eat it.
Just put some...
Pre-workout?
Yeah.
Sprinkle?
Protein and yeast in it.
Yeah. Why not? Cuppy in therapy.
I know.
I like her therapist vibe.
Her therapist is basically just like, you've been the caretaker and now you like over empathize with people and overly identify because you're a nurse and you've been taking care of people, especially in the last like 2 years. You've taken it all on and now like you're in grief basically. So it's, yeah, I can't imagine.
And it's time to feel your emotions and like...
Love to the front lines.
Yeah.
We love our first responders.
If Cuppy was your nurse.
I would love if Cuppy was my nurse. I bet she's good, really good.
Yeah.
She would be someone that would be like, okay, babe.
It'd be a comforting like element.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like she'd be with it.
Nurses are the best.
Yeah.
They're all like so
cool.
They're
making the world go round.
Except Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
She's a scary nurse.
Some nurses are, I mean, not all nurses are going to be not amazing people, yeah. But a lot of nurses are amazing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, COVID wreaked havoc on Cuppy's mental load. And she says, I'm like really trying to focus on me and get back to like 100% Cuppy.
Bless. Fuck COVID.
I hope you get there.
Fuck COVID for stripping Cuppy of like...
Of her cuppiness.
Of her light.
Yeah.
And making her have to like reclaim it.
Yet another thing that COVID took from us. It took the Cuppy right out of Cuppy.
I'm grieving.
Cuppy's only functioning at like 72% Cuppy.
98%.
Yeah. She is at 99.3%, but just not 100%. But it's like oxygen levels. Like your oxygen level needs to be at like 100 or 99. Like if it goes down to 97, it's really bad.
Yeah.
So you got to keep it up.
I need to skip over the Allie and Ellie part because they freak me out. And they literally refer to, they say we instead of me.
They're very like.
They're like Village of the Damned. They're mm-hmm. the same.
They have a blank stare to them too. Like just wide eyes that see all and see nothing at the same time.
They basically speak at the same time.
Yeah.
Like I couples that like it's eventual that you're going to say like we when you're in a long relationship, but. I feel like they don't individualize and they're like, we love that. We are worried about that. And it's mm-hmm. like,
it's weird.
Yeah.
They also look so much alike.
It's really weird. It's freaking me out.
Yeah. It ain't right.
They're boring.
And they just want to be friends with everybody and like,
who cares?
Yeah.
I like their moms better.
Mm-hmm. Olivia, Haley, Brianna, and Cuppy go shooting at Crazy Clay's.
They take to the golf carts and ride out into the woods.
Jungle drive. I was loving that.
Was Olivia driving Cuppy?
Yeah, Cuppy was fanning.
I wouldn't want to be in a car.
True. Are you allowed to drive a golf cart? You got a Dewey?
I mean, they're on like a shooting range. I think all those are off.
Murph goes, I love skeet shooting. I think it's so fun. I was like surprising. Unsurprising.
I wouldn't want to be near Murph with a rifle.
No. I love Cuppy squealing every time someone shoots.
Mm-hmm.
You hear like, and she goes, ah!
There's like a kind of a dorky, like horny old rifle guy who's mm-hmm. just kind of like, hey, ladies, you ready to shoot some clay birds?
He was gun safety's number one. So let's go.
And Cuppy shooting is me when I've gone shooting.
We were like, oh, I'm scared. I'm scared it's gonna like hurt. I don't want to do this at all. I don't want to do it.
And then
you're like, ah, and then it's not that
bad. Actually me.
Yeah.
But I'm also like good at it, kind of.
Love that.
But like
old
I went
sharpshooter O'Donnell.
It freaks me out.
I've never been able to hit a clay pigeon. I would love to try again.
I've just done the firing. at the shooting
range. I like an outdoor shooting range, but indoor ones really freak me out.
Well, yeah, that feels like some...
I just feel like someone's going to shoot me.
Yeah. No, I don't... I really don't like it. I feel... I've done it twice, and I feel like super out of control when I do it.
I get that, though.
I don't... Because then I have OCD. I have, like, intrusive thinking. I'm like, what if I just...
You're just going to like, shoot. You're thinking like, you're going to be the person that blows everyone's brains out.
Yeah. Or just what if I like accidentally like.
You're the person that I'm most afraid of in those situations.
No, because I'm actually very, when I've done it, I've been very careful and I don't like to even go near.
I'm just afraid like someone could either go crazy in the shooting range or like somehow I'm going to like set the gun down and accidentally blow my own head.
No, that's what I'm worried. That's what I think about. I keep seeing like my head, like,
yeah, I don't just like guns that. Are like so powerful.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Florida vibes of this shooting range though were really speaking to me. The lightning and the rain.
Oh yeah. Someone shoots up at the clay and the lightning like.
I'm going to be in Florida next week and I can't fucking wait.
You're going to have fun.
It's going to be a great time. I'm going to go full cuppy in Florida.
Yeah. What if you just never come back?
But I just go total Florida vibes. Yeah. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Cuppy and Haley talk out their drama.
Cuppy doesn't like when her name is thrown around.
Yeah. And actually Haley was fucked up to like bring Cuppy into the mess.
Yeah.
Being like, saying that Cuppy and Marissa fucked when like Summer and Marissa were first dating.
Cuppy, her name is not to be lent sparing or
don't invoke
Cuppy's
spirit
name.
Of Cuppy. Cuppy.
Don't invoke Cuppy's Cuppy. Name unless she sanctions it and yeah. is okay with it.
Keep her name out your mouth.
It's like when Kelly Benson says, "I don't lend my name to every charity."
Mm-hmm. Cuppy doesn't lend her name to every fight.
Mm-hmm.
Did we go to brunch? Did we fuck after that time? No. We went to brunch, but we didn't fuck afterwards.
We went to brunch. We didn't fuck afterwards. What?
What?
It was fine.
No, we hung out that time. We went to brunch. We didn't fuck.
That's her anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
The fan does nothing.
The fan does not. It does not fan the flames.
Shiva calls Gator the Gator. That was you.
I really relate to Shiva in this moment. My Gator is so backwards. Literally every guy that I think is hot is gay. Mm-hmm. That I'm like truly like sexually attracted to and get to a point where I'm like, I should make a move. And then it's like full blown gay.
Yeah.
Not even bi.
Yeah.
My lesbian dar I think is pretty on point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, with men, it's like, I can't get a fucking read to save my life.
The Gator is a little wonk.
No, it's completely wonked.
Is that, what's that called? The Gator?
The Gator.
My mom, when I was home for Thanksgiving, she went, I'm going to make a, can I make my gay comment now?
Perfect. What was her gay comment?
I forget. It was
happy birthday
funny.
To the one and only.
I know, it's my mom's birthday today. Dorothy
O'Donnell.
Dorothy Pierce O'Donnell.
The realest.
Ageless today.
The realest mom in
She's
the mix.
My amazing, beautiful mom, looking so good right now.
Truly a stunning angel of a woman.
She is. Did you love her?
I love her.
Yeah.
I like see where you come from when right? I see her. And I love it.
Didn't you love when she was sauntering out of the when we were doing our sound check and you just heard her go, oh, Alec Baldwin. Famous last
She's
words.
She's just great. Yeah. Everything she says, I love. I eat it all up.
I know. My sister treated her to a weekend in Palm, or a night in Palm Beach.
Love.
So they're doing a girls' night.
Love that.
Right?
That's gorgeous. I wish I was there.
Gorge. They went to the Breakers.
Wow. So they're doing the damn thing.
Sending love to Dorothy.
Shiva's orchestrated a group hang so that she can chill with Reed in a non-date-like environment.
But also get her friends to, like, suss out if she's...
Yeah, they're gonna do some sniff, sniff, sniffing.
Olivia's like, oh, my Gator is good.
Olivia's terrifying to me.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of don't blame why Reed was so creeped out, because Olivia, like, interrogated her and was, like, really inappropriate.
Olivia went full Joker vibes.
She was also, like, on something.
Yeah, she's like not.
She's neither here nor there.
Reed's like always complimenting Shiva, and Shiva's getting really mixed signals from it. And then there's one moment where they're just talking at the bar, And it's like a montage of all these nice things that Reed is saying to Shiva over and over, being like, I love your eyelashes, like, I love your hair, blah, blah, blah. And this is when Naya was like, she's straight.
Yeah.
And, but then they're sitting at the bar and Reed goes, and like, the things that we're doing to our planet are fucked up. And Shiva goes, I don't want to talk about reducing my carbon footprint right now. And I guffawed at that moment.
Yeah, what is Shiva Reed talking about?
Queen.
I think, I think what Reed is doing is she's a straight person that likes getting attention from gay people, but won't commit.
Yeah.
Which is, there's a lot of those.
It's like that Sex in the City where she goes, Charlotte, if you're not going to eat pussy, you're not a lesbian.
Yeah.
And truly, that resonated with me.
Yeah.
And like, I said, I will eat.
I will eat.
I will do it.
But it's true. And there's a lot of like, especially a lot of straight men who like love.
Yeah. They love attention and like cuddles.
But
don't you dare think about kissing them or even doing a reach around.
No.
No, it's a no touch.
Yeah.
But they want the cuddles and like the closeness.
Yeah, or just being objectified.
Being fawned over.
Mm-hmm. I think
also mommy issues that they want that.
Yeah. And I think Reed senses that Shiva is someone that will like lather her with praise.
Yeah.
And like make her feel good about herself. She's probably a little bored in her relationship. So she's... Well, yeah, that's the bomb.
She has a boyfriend of a year.
And there's this insanely, literally, like, genuinely tense moment between Shiva walks away for a minute, and then she comes back, and Olivia's, like, cool teacher, back of a chair style, like, perching over. She's learned her perching from Merv.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, interrogating Reed, who's sitting there with her legs crossed and is just, like, glaring up at Olivia.
She's pissed. Well, Shiva's pissed, and she, like, tells everyone at the bar, which I was like, this is not the best way to handle this situation. She grabs Olivia, yanks her down. She goes, she told me she has a fucking boyfriend of a year.
Yeah, she was a little drunk, though.
And then Olivia goes in. She goes, Olivia, no. And she goes, I'm getting the scoop. So you have a boyfriend, right?
It was insane, but I also kind of get it.
Yeah.
She's being a friend.
Don't be texting all cutesy and being like, I don't know. You need to lead with like, I'm straight and I have a boyfriend, but I'd love to hang out as friends.
Yeah.
And that's like, a totally appropriate thing to say.
Yeah. And if you're like open to it and your partner is like okay with it, like we can like be flirty sometimes.
Yeah. And like also you should be honest, even if that person says, okay, well, I don't want to hang out with you. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's something that might happen if you're honest, but you should always be just honest about that kind of stuff.
Reed fucked up.
Yeah.
I think she wanted to be on TV.
Probably, but Reed's pissed.
She storms out.
She leaves.
And she's like, Reed, come back. What? And she's like, yo, Olivia, bro, like that wasn't cool. And Olivia's like, sorry, I just had to get myself like, I just had to get the scoop. Gotta get the scoop.
I'm getting the scoop.
I need my one-on-one time.
Need it.
I need LA style.
Need my one-on-one time with Brett.
LA style.
I miss fucking what's her face. Not Rodeo, because I follow, keep up with her every day. Tiffany.
No. The girl that like who sang that song. Like she's like older and kind of hard.
Ooh.
Who was like, I just want my one-on-one time with Brett. And he's like, I'm not attracted to you at all. Even though she's like very pretty. What was her name?
Fuck. It wasn't the like.
She sings that song like rock. Like.
Oh, Peyton.
Peyton.
Peyton. Didn't Peyton go on tour with Brett then?
Yeah, they were like buds.
But hell yeah.
She was like, Brett, I just need to ask. Like, are you attracted to me in any capacity? And he goes, nah.
He's like, we can be great friends, Peyton. I miss the Rock of Love ladies. They were so great.
Except the one who steals socks.
Yeah, she was a stinky little lady.
I'm so freaked out.
She was mentally unsound. Yeah. She was neurodivergent.
Mm-hmm. Allie and Nelly talk
like,
to...
I love them walking into a restaurant and truly, it's like, I love a lot of the lesbian couples in Tampa Bay's have like one that's totally like more butch and then one that's like hyper femme, and just seeing them walk in, like Seeing Allie walk in with Nelly on her arm, who's wearing a lingerie top, just tits fucking out, like hair down to the gods, eyelashes flipped, like full face and makeup, just looking like truly a meme bimbo. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a power couple.
And Allie has like just like a little pumpkin bun.
Yeah.
A little plum.
She's just like wearing like a work shirt. And bringing her girl into the rest her beautiful
She's
restaurant.
Dale.
She's dailing. And Nelly goes, I love it here. And I was just like, the bimbo, like, butch energy was really serving.
I like when Allie has, that's what we talk about. It's like the little top bun. But
yeah.
But it looks like a little, you know, like a little gourd that you paint. It's a little pumpkin.
She also has the kind of hair where it's like your roots are really long. So all the hair on your scalp looks really dark, but then your bun is blonde.
Yeah.
Her gourd.
She needs to fix that.
Yeah, I don't love
that. Her top
that.
Gourd.
We try and stay away from that kind of contrast in these parts. I love it here.
I love it here.
I know in Allie's mind, she was like, I'm going to take her back here someday. My girl loves it here. She's loving it here. My girl loves this place.
She loves a sirloin.
She likes it.
I'm going to get her a sirloin and some...
Get her a petite filet, maybe some mashed potatoes.
Roasted rosemary potatoes, yeah.
Get her a glass of champagne. We're celebrating tonight. She loves it here.
She says that to the maitre d'. when Nellie's in the bathroom powdering her nose.
Because how is that? Just wanted to check in, see how everything is.
She's so great.
Oh, man.
My girl loves it.
My girl's in the bathroom right now. But she fucking loves it.
She fucking loves it here. Why don't you bring another bottle of
Chablis?
just one more Merlot.
And we'd love to see the dessert. We'd love to see the desserts too.
When you get a moment, young sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a beautiful night so far. My girl's loving it here.
She's loving it here. She says that to everyone that walks by.
Nelly loves it there.
Another patron just walks by to go to the bathroom. And she's like, hey, by the way, my girl loves it here.
My girl loves this place.
And she's like, oh, I don't work here. She's like, oh.
No, well, I know. Just letting you know. Just feeling good.
Look at you.
I'm
your
fully
foot,
my girl loves it
turn.
Here.
You're doing like a most butch that
total
like
total butch moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This.
Yeah. My you guys, girl. I wish you could see Laura's stance right
They'll
now.
They'll see it.
I'm like.
You're a femme. You're my hyper femme bimbo girlfriend.
My girl loves it here.
My girl loves it here.
You just like embody you. You bodied that. You did. You just evoked. You just invoked.
I boots the house down.
You boots the house down as a gourd, top gourd lesbian.
Yeah. I have it in me to go just like very butch. You don't say. Well, this is like, it's hard for me to do
no,
a leg
I know.
Cross right now.
Long legs.
Oh, daddy lonely. Take you out to a restaurant that you like.
With your watch on, you were just like, hey.
My Fitbit. I gotta get like a big chunky watch. Yeah, my girl loves it here. This outfit is also pretty butch.
They talked to Summer and Marissa about their drom.
Yeah, and Summer and Marissa are laying down the gauntlet saying that
you have to.
There's an ultimatum. They cannot be friends or ever hang out with Brianna and Haley ever again, or else they're cutting everyone out of their lives that hangs out with them.
Allie and Nelly are like, well, we love our other girls, so
I think that they don't even know Murph and Haley that well, but they want to still be on TV and like hang with them, so they're like, well, we can't like get to know them, and like that seems unfair.
They're smart.
And like I love Summer being like, it's not an ultimatum. I'm just saying, like, you'll make your choice and I'll make mine.
So it is an ultimatum.
She goes, I really didn't want them to feel like that was an ultimatum. And I'm like, so then don't say an ultimatum to them.
Yeah. And then we get to...
Bula Gastropub.
Bula
Gastropub. Bula.
We gotta go to Bula.
We're gonna go to Bula.
My girl loves Bula.
My girl loves this place. Bula. Tonight. What are you doing tonight?
Gastropub?
Oh, taking my girl out to Bula Gastropub. She loves it there.
I never understood. I one time interviewed to be a server at a gastropub, and I was like, what is this place? I don't get it.
You don't understand the gastropub?
I mean, I get it, but
it's
I'm
like a bar.
No, I know, but I'm like, what?
But what's different from
it's
just
literally
a restaurant?
A pub.
Yeah.
It's a pub.
Oh, food and drink.
Yeah, but that's...
Gastro pub.
No, I know, but that's every...
That's a restaurant.
Every bar.
Yeah. I love when they're like, yeah, they just opened the rooftop. There's a rooftop vibe up here. They just like... I like them discovering like new things in Tampa. Yeah.
Shiva's sad again.
Yeah, she's bummed.
She's like, oh, man. She's like, do it again. This happens to me again and again. I've only been in one real relationship, so it's just hard for me. I'm like, don't go after the straight girls.
You're going to get it, girl. Like, I'm like Shiva, I think people are like knocking down her door to go out with her at this point. You're on a show. You're a normal person. Like, you're funny. You're attractive. You're smart. You have like an interesting family life.
Great family.
Great family. Your mom is a great cook.
Friends.
You're young.
You're good.
Like everything's good, babe.
Got wet hair.
You got powerful wet hair. Couldn't be me in
gelled hair.
Couldn't be me in that humidity, but you pull it off like a true angel.
She was ready to go. She's like, I'm ready to get my fuck on.
Yeah.
It's a hot girl summer coming.
She's like, hot girl summer's coming. I'm going to date everyone. Like, get at me on Instagram. It's like Shiva, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yes, I'm sure.
Pishtad.
Yeah. Things are happening.
I love that she literally put her handle. I'm like, honey, you're on a show.
You got to do what you got to do.
Well.
These bays.
This is good.
The bays are starting.
The bays are certainly starting. It's making me want to go to Tampa.
Yeah.
I've truly found myself in the show. Like, I found my footing. I found my legs.
Your sea legs. I'm ready. I want more Mel. I like Mel.
Yeah, Mel's. Yeah, you get more of her in the next episode.
Okay, good.
I'm inspired by their, like, their swag.
Their swagginess.
Inspires me. And yeah, I'm glad that I hope people are loving the show.
Yeah, I think it's doing pretty well. I don't know actually anything.
Tell me the numbers.
Yeah, I don't know the numbers. Has it been renewed for season dos?
No, I mean like on our...
Oh, yeah, yeah. People are loving it. They've been demanding the return. They were pissed that there was like weeks off. Like, we did two episodes and we're like, bye.
We had tour, baby.
We had tour, and guess what? You're going to get a lot more... My girls love Tampa Bays. My girls love many bays of Tampa.
I love bringing my girl to the Astro Pub.
Oh, man. Bula Gastro Pub. My girl loves it there. So, yeah, there's more where this came from. Don't you worry.
In the meantime, buy some tickets.
Buy the tickets.
Our PNW tour.
I have links to them on my website, larsmarie.com. You can click on each city and it'll take you right to the ticket. Each site. You won't want to miss it. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah. Check in on our Instagram. We're doing some cool things.
Follow Sexy Unique Pod on Insta. Carrie's blowing it the
fuck up. I've taken the reins.
He's taken the reins.
He's blowing
up socials one post at a time.
I just did a post about Lisa Barlow. It was her birthday.
Cousins.
And then Grindr said, happy birthday, baby gorgeous. And she wrote, thanks, baby G.
Love that.
Friend of Grindr.
A friend of Grindr is a friend to all.
So yeah, check out. Just keep an eye out because... I'm trying.
Yeah, we're starting.
Bye.
Bye.